Hello and welcome to Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is a chiropractor, energetic healing practitioner, noted public speaker, teacher, and published author. This session will be an exploration in finding true balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. Dr. Eileen will be discussing holistic wellness through indigenous traditions from across the globe and across generations. We then invite you to call in and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everybody out there. I'm sure you're surprised to hear my voice, but Dr. Eileen is in New Mexico today. And she's out there visiting her son and her family. We all want to wish her very, very well. And my name is Norbeth. Some of you have heard me before. I've been on the radio a couple of times now with Dr. Eileen. And she's asked me to kind of fill in her shoes, which is tough enough. But I am happy to be here, and we are having a wonderful day here in San Jose, California. Just real pretty out there, so really doing good. Listen, I have a few topics that I want to talk to you all about, and why don't we just jump in there and get started on this. But before I do that, I want to remind everybody that you can call in to our show and speak with us. Phone number over here for all of you out there is 424, area code 424-258, 258-9337, 9337. Those are for folks over there in the L.A. area. And for everybody else, the call-in number is 877-697-9725. Once again, that's 877-697-9725. So, give us a call, and we'll put you on the air with us, and we'll all talk together. So in the meantime, it has been brought to my attention. In fact, earlier today, I was speaking to one of my colleagues, and she was talking about all of these different protests and all these things that are going on throughout the United States right now and what is happening with everybody. And, you know, first off, just want to wish everybody really well and take care of them. Blessings from Creator. Because of the wonderful work that they are doing. But mostly what we were talking about was how it reminded us so much of the 60s. And for those of you that are a little bit older, maybe you remember the 60s, maybe you don't. But in any case, you know, there was a lot of protests going on there at that time. You know, if some of us remember Dr. Martin Luther King and the wonderful work that he did and getting everybody to change the rights and things of that nature. And, you know, also the wartime protests and all of that that was happening or is happening at that time. Well, this is kind of reminding us a little bit of that, and we're getting a little bit nostalgic around some of this topic and just really, you know, putting out there that we're wanting this to be as peaceful as possible. But I'm reminded up in Oakland just about a week or so ago, maybe it's a little bit less than that, you know, some of the protesters that were up there were actually being hurt by the police and by, you know, those folks. In fact, there was one veteran that I understand ended up in the hospital, you know, prayers to him and his family, taking care of him. And, you know, the thing that brought to mind was that, you know, we all know that there's so much going on here in the United States right now, you know, so many people that are really going through hard times, a lot of folks being injured by the economy and various other factors to go into that as well. And I just wanted to put out there, you know, that's part of that imbalance. That's part of that illusion that is out there, you know, that is playing itself out because of greed and various other different reasons that's going on as well. But, you know, I was told recently that this is also about a correction. This is a place where Spirit comes in and plays, you know, and really works with us and really pushes us to our limits. And that place of the illusion that, you know, that there isn't abundance in the world. And there is. There's been proof out there that if we lived in another way, that if we were more cooperative with each other, we would have enough food, enough water, enough everything for every single person on this planet. But yet we don't do that. Doesn't that seem odd to you? Seems so odd to me. I don't understand why, you know, people would do that or want to work from that particular perspective. But nevertheless, it's true, you know, it's definitely like that. And it's really a shame that it is that way. I'm also thinking about, you know, things like, and this is the other topic that I was getting to, is, you know, we got a presidential election that's going to be coming up pretty soon over here. And I was listening to good folks over at NPR, and they were talking about how the largest voting segment, which is baby boomers, is the most undecided segment in our country right now. And what a sad thing that is, you know? What a statement that is, that here we are, all our seniors, our wonderful elders, and they're undecided about how they want to go with leadership in our beautiful country, you know, the United States. And, you know, to me, it just seems that, you know, sure, it's early on in the election process, of course, you know, then there's going to be a lot of changes before we get to the point where we're going to find out who's really the front runners, of course. But nevertheless, it's just a very interesting statement, you know, that here our elders themselves don't know how they want to go with their vote, what direction they want to take our country into, you know. Very, very much, you know, that place of unbalance. It's just there. It's just present. And you know, I'm not talking about, you know, anybody's particular way of doing things, you know, whether it was, you know, our current president and what he's done or not done and things of that nature. I'm not trying to label blame on anybody at all. That's not my place. Well, what I'm talking about is just that place where we collectively as a people have allowed ourselves to go into this place of, you know, disharmony and imbalance and a place of starting to believe that, you know, there is a lack of materials, goods, food, so forth and so on. When the truth is that there isn't a lack. It isn't there. And if we got rid of that one thing that we call greed alone, you know, how many problems that we could solve with that? You know how amazing that would be. What a different world. Can you visualize that in your mind? You know, can you actually see that? How much of a different world it would be if we could get rid of greed? Greed alone has just brought about so much suffering and so much sorrow for everybody that it is just one of the hardest things, one of the most difficult, if you will, habits that we as people have. Is that place of greed, you know, that there's going to be a lack, that there isn't enough for everybody, so we have to hoard, we have to take in all ourselves. Well, that in and of itself is unbalanced. That's not a place of being balanced and being in a good way, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. It's not, you know. When you devote all of your time to just hoarding and just bringing, you know, all of these different things into your life, you know, How can you achieve, you know, a good, proper equilibrium that way? You can't. You can't do that. It's impossible. You know, balance is about that place of understanding that this world, this universe, this place that we exist in, it's all about abundance. That's what it completely is about. It's always been about abundance. It's never been about, you know, haves and have-nots and things of that nature. That's an invention of man. And we've created that. And since we created it, I have great hope that we're going to be able to get rid of it. Because so far, it's not serving us very well. What do you all think about that? You know, is it time that greed went away? Or do we need to hold on to that for another couple of hundred years and see how it goes? I'm hoping every one of you out there that are listening to this, you know, are agreeing with me. You know, greed's got to go. Greed's got to go. It certainly is in our way. Both, you know, just not just from the physical point of view, but also from the spiritual point. You know, we have to get away from that. Just brings about that bad energy. Hey, listen, you know, it's I want to give you guys a reminder once again of our call-in number. So let me just give you the 877 number. So once again, that's 877-697-9725. Once again, that's 697-9725. Feel free to give us a call, and we'll get you on the air as soon as we can. Talk to everybody out there and hear your thoughts and opinions on either one of the topics that I've brought up or on other things that you may want to bring up. Maybe there are things that are close to your heart and want to talk about that. Listen, the other topic that I want to talk about just a little bit was this past weekend, we had a wonderful sweat lodge up in the Santa Cruz Mountains. A lot of people got to get together and do some praying up there and really do some good healing for themselves and for the land. And there are a lot of folks that helped us out to put that together, you know. I just want to talk a little bit about the sweat lodge and what that entails a little bit so that you guys have a little bit of an understanding of it. But sweat lodge is a ceremonial process. Basically, it's a prayer that we put together using a small little hut and basically some heated stones that we put into the small hut. And we pour water over it. We create steam with that. And in the process of doing that, we also add a lot of prayers. And in that place, we basically just have that working prayer put in so they get healings and get taken care of everybody, and it's just a real wonderful process. If you ever have an opportunity to go to a sweat lodge, you know, there are a couple things that, I will definitely advise you about, you know. And I may have talked about this on a previous show as well. But one of them is, you know, always make sure that you know who the person is that, is in charge of the sweat lodge, you know. Make sure you get to know who they are, what kind of person that they are. Understand your own tolerances, you know, understand yourself. And sometimes ceremonies like sweat lodge or other kinds of ceremonies that are out there, right, can push our edges. And they push it in various different ways. You know, sometimes for some people, it's the idea of the claustrophobia, because you're going to be in a small little hut together with a bunch of other people praying, you know. For other people, maybe it's the fear of the heat. You know, maybe it might get too hot in there, and I may not be able to take it, you know, and I'm going to have to get out of here. You know, for other folks, maybe something completely different altogether. But the whole point to these ways and in working in shamanic process or Native American process or any one of these other different ways that are available to you is to help you confront a lot of these spirits, help you confront and get past them, move them beyond that place where they're actually, you know, affecting you in your life in a negative way. The whole point is to be able to really confront those spirits that are there and allow that to become something that is no longer affecting you, you know? So and of course, the main point to sweat lodge is communicating with Creator. You know, that's really the main point to it. You know, it's the church. And in that place, you know, you're going to have the opportunity to pray with somebody who's going to help to organize everything, put it all together, who's you refer to them as the poor. That's usually the person who is running the ceremony itself. That's the main person. What you want to do is, you know, you want to have a good relationship with that individual. Understand where that individual has studied, what they have learned, how long have they been doing it. You know, don't be afraid to ask questions. Always ask questions, you know, of that person that's in charge of any ceremony that you're going to be participating in. You want to understand what their perspective is. You want to understand what their training is. You want to understand what their background is. That way you know and you can feel confident that, you know what, I'm with a person that's going to be safe and going to take care of me throughout this entire process. And that's important, you know. That's an important piece right there. So, you know, I just want you to really, you know, stay in your truth, stay in your want search, and, you know, always looking for Creator and Spirit in that good way. But at the same time, you know, you want to do things in a smart and intelligent way as well, you know. Don't just walk into any ceremony or whatever it is that you're doing and don't bother to ask any questions. Some people do that, and, you know, in the past, some of you are well aware of this. You know, there have been some you know, not so good outcomes to some of these ceremonies. I have studied with various different traditions, and I've worked with the Huicholes from Mexico. I have worked with Diné, Lakota. I've also worked with the Apaches. With Sun Dancers there, and I trained in also as well. I trained a lot in Choctaw Family Way, so I've gotten a chance to use various different sweat lodges, be in different sweat lodges. I have foreign several different styles of sweat lodges, and have fire tended even more than that. So there's a lot to learn from these different ways, these different processes. You know, they're all just a little bit different, sort of like, you know, the difference between going to, let's say, a Catholic church and, you know, a born-again Christian church or a Baptist church or whatever it may be, you know, that you're going to. You know, there's going to be, yes, they're Christians, all of them, of course. But at the same time, you know, they're going to celebrate and they're going to do some of the works that they're doing just a little bit different. So you want to really get a good understanding of what it is you're going to before you get into a sweat lodge, or at least as much as you possibly can, you know. Always keep in mind that, you know, when you are looking for somebody who's going to be a spiritual teacher or somebody who's going to be a spiritual guide or somebody who's holding that capacity, that, you know, you have either, one, gotten a referral from somebody else who's already gone through their process, or, as I said before, you've asked sufficient questions that have satisfied you completely, you know. So if you ever get in a position where you are with somebody and they are either can't answer your questions or don't want to answer your questions, then you know you probably might want to pick somebody else. So I want to keep that out there and keep that in a good way. So you guys want to talk a little bit more about Sweat Lodge, give me a call over here. Once again, that's 877-697-9725, and I'll be happy to respond to your questions regarding Sweat Lodge, and those are kind of fun to talk about too. Okay. We're going to be holding some neat events this weekend too, as a matter of fact. So we're going to be up in Santa Cruz Mountains again. This weekend we'll be doing breath work and also doing trance dance and a few other lovely things up there. Be working with my dear friend Todd Zimmerman and his folks, getting all together to do this work. So that's going to be beginning this Friday, tomorrow. So looking forward to doing that. This is one time when I don't have to coordinate and put it all together. All I got to do is go and support. So you know I'm happy about that. Most of the time I got to do all the coordinating and all the other stuff. And, what is it they say, that the buck stops here. So usually I'm that guy with just stopping right there and I got to make all the decisions. Well, not this time. This time more of us get to go over there and support a little bit. And at the same time, hopefully I'll get to play too. So I'm looking forward to being with them and just really enjoying that time, really seeing some folks getting into their prayers in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been talking about, you know, that place of prayer, and I really want to get an idea of, you know, people and your prayers, you know, and how do you pray, and how do you celebrate Creator, and do you talk to Creator anymore, you know? Some of us have stopped talking to Creator, you know? And that's out there, and that's that can be pretty hard for a lot of folks. Some folks, you know, have told me they never really communicated with Creator or God or Jesus or whoever it is that you were to pray to, and they never really had that practice in their lives, you know. What an unfortunate thing that would be. Can you imagine that? For those of us who have been doing this for quite a while now, you know, to not have a prayer way with you, you know, not have a way to communicate with your higher power, you know, your higher self. And that's just not part of your reality. Wow, I just can't imagine that for myself. But yet, you know, I hear that. I hear that in my practice. I hear that in our church, you know, people talking about not being able to communicate because that's just not something in their reality, not something that's been present for them, you know. And so I want to remind everybody out there, and I know most of you already know this because, you know, hey, you guys have been doing this for a while, and many of you, you know, pray on a regular basis. Many of you may even have meditation practices that you do or other practices that you conduct on a regular basis. And I applaud all of that. All wonderful, you know. But keep in mind, you know, that there are folks out there that don't have that, you know. And the thing that we have to remember, especially those of us that are practicing and are doing this kind of work, that, you know, we have a bit of an obligation to help them through that process. Somebody reaches out to you and is asking you about prayer way, you know, tell them about prayer way. Speak to them about it. Speak to them about your practice. Speak to them about other practices. You know, never be afraid to share the information that you have won, because, you know, that's what that information is for. Information that you have learned about prayer and everything else is so that you can teach others. Pass that down to our younger generation. You know, teach them about prayer. Teach them about communicating. Teach them that you know, all these different ways of being, all these different, you know, whether they're religious or practices or spiritual ways of being, all have their own manner of prayer. And that's an important piece. We have to include prayer in everything that we do. Always showing that gratitude. At least that's the way that I hold it, you know? I'm sure all of you have your own ways and your special manner of holding it, so I want to respect that. I don't want to put it out there in any way that any one way is better than the other, because there isn't, you know? It's just whatever way that you can, whatever brings you that inner peace, whatever connects you to that higher purpose in your life, you know, practice that. Do that, you know? Join in that prayer way. You know, there's a lot of things out there to pray for, you know. We still have so many things going on in the world today. We still have soldiers who are still overseas, you know, certainly need our prayers. And, you know, when I say soldiers, you know, I mean all of them, you know, whether they're on our side or on somebody else's side or whatever. They're all soldiers, you know, and all of them need our prayers. We just send out those prayers to all of them and really take care of them in that good way. Or maybe you have family members, you know, that are going through whatever, it doesn't matter, you know. Just, you know, offer them a prayer up there. Always communicate that in a good way, you know. And, of course, our neighborhoods. And for some of us, you know, we like to, and there are times we've done this too over here, you know, we just got together and we just pray for Mother Earth and giving her good wishes, sending us her our good energy, and taking care of her in that good way. But that's an important piece to me, you know. It's really important to always maintain that channel of communication, sending that loving energy of yours to whatever destination you want them to go to, whether that is with a loved one, a friend, a family member, the planet, the universe, doesn't really matter what. But always connecting with that and sending that out there in a good way, that's the important piece right there, my friend. It really, really is. You know, we got to maintain that, really maintain that good practice, because it's important. It's really, really important. Hey, listen, some of you have known me and have been over here and have participated not just in my works, but also in some of the music that I do. This year, in fact, next month, I don't know what the date is, but we're doing a Light of Life ceremony over here, which is a celebration of those who have passed. And we are going to be doing some interesting songs out there. In fact, I was talking to one of the coordinators of that particular event here in San Jose, the Light of Life ceremony. And they were telling me about wanting to do a song, but they didn't really have a good song for that. And, you know, I ran into this song called Love Song. And Love Song was originally written by Leslie Duncan. She's the songwriter. But of all people, it was actually performed by Elton John. Can you believe that? It was way back in the 1970s. It's a really, really neat song. And it starts out with this. And I'll just read you a little bit of the lyrics over here. And the very first paragraph goes, "The words I have to say will be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do." And then the next verse goes into this. "Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one can offer you more. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen?" Really cool lyrics, huh? And it goes on and on and on. But the whole premise of that is that the only reason that we are here on this planet is to really celebrate, be in love, share love, and communicate love to all beings. Whether it is, you know, and that includes even your brother, he's picking on you, and those people too. But you got to share that love, all right? Because that's what it's all about. You know, I'm going to read one more paragraph over here. "You say it's very hard to leave behind the life you knew, but there's no other way, and now it's really up to you." And truly, you know, I really love the lyrics to the song. It's just really, really beautiful. It's a very simple song. It's played with a little guitar in the background, and then with Elton John's wonderful voice just singing these words. If you ever get a chance to hear the song, I can't remember what album it was on off the top of my head. Maybe one of you guys out there will remember what that was. But in any case, you know, the songwriter, once again, was Leslie Duncan. The name of the song was Love Song. And I'd love for you guys to hear it, have a chance to listen to it, because I sure can't do it justice like I'd like to. But it's a wonderful piece of music, and it really does remind us of what we came here for and what it's about. You know, and that to me is the most important part right there. You know, that's it. We're here to share love, and the only thing that matters is that love that we share. And truly, you know, that goes back to all the topics that I was talking about before, doesn't it? You know, that place of greed and all of that. You know, if we were coming from the heart and if we came from a place of love, we wouldn't have to worry about greed. We wouldn't have to worry about, you know, things like not having enough and all those other illusions that are out there. We would really tap into that place of abundance and share that with one another, wouldn't we? You know, because it's all about our come from, isn't it? It's all about our come from. Where is it that you are coming from? Where is the other person coming from? What do they mean by that? What do they mean by this? Why is it that they act the way that they do? Well, you know, I think that in many of these cases, it happens to be because, you know, they're missing that piece of love, that connection with spirit, that connection to self, you know, and that's an important piece. That's a piece that we really got to get our, not just our minds around, but we have to really embody in a good and positive way. And that's something that we're working towards. I believe more and more people are starting to get that. More and more people are starting to really understand that truly the only way to be is that loving way, that loving spirit, and start to understand that we have to be able to share with one another. And truly, as stewards of this planet, and we've appointed ourselves stewards of this planet, we have an obligation to be in that way, you know. Why aren't we doing that? I wonder why. Is it really all about greed? Can that really be the truth? Or can it be that, you know, we've just forgotten how to be brothers and sisters to one another? Is that what we've done? Have we forgotten to be brothers and sisters? I don't know, guys, but, you know, some of you out there are probably wiser than I am, and you probably have thought about these things too, you know. Think about that. Include that in your prayers, you know, this evening when you're settling down, you know. Take that thought and take that into a prayer way and offer that up to spirit, you know, that now's time, you know, now's time. We have to start changing our ways. We have to start looking at each other as the family that we are, the human race, one people, one being. No, that's what we got to do. I think that's part of the, like I said before, that's the part that's missing. we got to come from the heart more often than we do from the pocketbook. And too much has been coming from that particular direction. And, well, as you all know, it hasn't done us very much good. I don't think it has anyway. That's just one man's opinion over here. But nevertheless, you know, like I said, open yourselves up to that heart place. Come from that heart chakra, that loving place, you know, and send that out to the universe. Send that out to your favorite person out there. Always, always sending them love and kindness. And doing that. And, you know, the other thing about that loving kindness, you know, and sending that out, is remember to surround yourself with things that remind you of being in that loving kindness. Sometimes we come to the office, we go to work, or, you know, wherever it is you may be working, maybe you're driving your truck or whatever it is that you're doing to be in service to the rest of our communities out there. You just don't have the things around you that you may normally have to help you remind you. Well, there's no reason why you couldn't have something there. Maybe it's a feather, maybe it's a stone, maybe it's a bit of crystal. Who knows what it is, you know, but it's something that helps remind you on a regular basis that you are in a loving way, you are in a prayer way. It reminds you to always be thankful, even for the littlest things that you have in your life, you know. Maybe it's just your health. Maybe it's just that you got up this morning, whatever it is, you know, but always be in a thankful way. You want to carry that with you always. And having little reminders in different places helps you to be able to be thankful. And always put that into your prayers, doesn't it? You know, so it's important to do that. Have those little reminders out there. Have them in different places for yourself. Things that are going to bring you into that good heart, take care of you like that. Hey, before I go any further, I want to shout out to Eileen out there because we know that she's out there somewhere. We just aren't sure where, but I'm sure she's probably listening. She was probably hopefully with her son right now, and they're all having a real wonderful time. We'll get together. In fact, both her sons, her other son, Jason, from here, he flew out with his mom. So it was good to see that going on so that they can go and meet Jeremy. You know, we're all here at our little station wishing her all the best and hoping that the family is just really getting together and really enjoying themselves in a good way. Really, really loving that. So we want to send Eileen and her family all the best. Good prayers to all of them. We've also had a couple of requests here at the church, you know, a couple of acknowledgments that I'd like to put out there. And one of them right off the bat is for all the people that have been helping with various different projects that are going on here in the church and helping us keep things going. For those of you that don't know, we are at the Center for Creative Living on 4th Street in San Jose. We can give you more information on that. Just give us a call and we'll give you more information if you'd like. And we're getting ready to kick off some of our holiday stuff here. So this is getting to be a fun time for all of us because now we get to help out some people and some charities and do some real special work out there. I already told you about one of them, which was the Light of Light ceremony, which we definitely support and help their people out. But we also help the Rejuvenation Fair, which with the AIDS retreat, and help a lot of people from that particular place as well. And just really, you know, wanting to send in prayers of gratitude for all the volunteers to help with that, and sending out prayers of gratitude for the church itself for having the space for them to do that particular work over here. Some of these folks, you know, as you know, they don't necessarily get the love that they should or the compassion that they should or even the care and comfort that they should. So it's nice to be able to do something and put that back in our community. So many thanks to all the volunteers, everybody that helped with those successful events. Also want to thank everybody who has helped us with our sweat lodges and our other events who have been there and have done so wonderful, you know, giving of their time and their energy. Just beautiful, beautiful people that have just helped us out throughout the years. And prayers that we continue to do this and keep on working this way, you know. So, my friends, we're running down our clock here. It's been a wonderful time, you know, chit-chatting with all of you. Really have enjoyed this. Hopefully Eileen will have me back. Who knows? Maybe not by myself, though. But, you know, look forward to next week. Eileen will be back with her wonderful cheer and good words to all of you. And so, you know, we just want to thank her for letting me be on the air. Just appreciating that right now. And like I said to all of you, you know, she'll be back next week. You guys can call her back and say all you'd like to say to her and talk to her about New Mexico, okay? I'm sure she's got some good things. Until next time, many blessings to you all. Keep praying, and do take care of yourself. Good night.